any pearls of wisdom for people within this organisation for now and the future?
Well, I wrote this down and I'll read it. Mm. We celebrated 75 years and 80 years, and the 75th anniversary was a huge event which I was part of organising. Massive event where we invited all of the community, and we had nearly 2,000 people here.
Wow.
And we gave them a fabulous day. And again, it was showing the community who didn't even know we were here a view of a coal mine and a, you know, climb on a truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, safety-wise, it was, the logistics were horrific, but it was a fabulous day and so many people went away going, wow, we didn't even know you were there and you're running a coal mine there. And it was from a public perception aspect, it was fabulous. So we celebrated 75 years in grand style with a huge ball. Our long-term Japanese customers came out. Even the most important people came out to be part of the ball, which
wow.
was recognition of how important the company is to those long-standing Japanese customers. So it was a really beautiful event.
Mm.
And I was very proud to be part of that organising. But I guess now those in the business are the custodians of the future and will be the ones to create the stories and the milestones for the next round of celebrations. And they have to be aware of that responsibility.
Mm. Well, thanks for reminding us today, Susan. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.